from some bad guys armed with guns. He ran off into some godforsaken scrubland known as Yucca Flats. It turns out his timing was bad. Sometimes things don't turn out like you planned. No one knows why the US government picked that day to test an atomic weapon. I guess he didn't see the signs. Keep out! Atomic weapons testing today! This was back in the day when fences were out of fashion. The government of the day relied on the good sense of its good citizens to keep their noses out of things that didn't concern them. Like atomic weapons testing. To make a short story shorter, he was at ground zero when the explosion went off. He was exposed to radiation. That sure ain't no vacation. Just bad luck and desperation. And that's why he's the beast of the other class. And that's why he's the beast of the other class. The preeminently noted scientist became a partially melting scientist. With a porridge-like complexion, a vacant stare, and a propensity for senseless murder by strangulation or bludgeoning. It really is amazing what radiation will do to a man's notions of all things right and wrong. You could say his perspective on things became slightly skewed. With senseless murder on his mind, he ain't got nothing but time on his side. So he roams the countryside. Who will be the next to die? Don't let your family go out there. He may catch your kids unaware, and then you'll be sorry. That is, unless your kids can outrun a 400-pound ex-wrestler. And that's why he's the beast of your life. Yeah, that's why he's the beast of the upper class. And that's why he's the beast of the upper class. Yes, it's why he's the beast of the upper class.